Good morning, and welcome to Great Loop Radio, brought to you every Friday morning at 10 a.m. East. Good morning, and welcome to Great Loop Radio, brought to you every Friday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time by America's Great Loop Cruisers Association. AGLCA and our Admiral sponsors, Barber Marina, Curtis Stokes and Associates, Dog River Marina, Dozier's Regatta Point Yachting Center, Dozier's Waterway Guides and Magazines, Richardson's Map Tech, Passage Maker Troller Fest, and Skipper Bob Publications invite you to join us as we explore the Great Loop every Friday morning with a show chock full of information that's useful to you whether you are dreaming of, in the midst of, or planning a trip around the Great Loop. And don't forget to visit our store at www.greatloop.org/shipstore. Thanks, and enjoy the show.
Welcome, everyone. As Beth just said, this is America's Great Loop Cruisers Association weekly blog radio. We're coming to you on the day after Thanksgiving, so I hope everyone had a wonderful holiday. Steve is with us today, and he's our customer service and tech person, and I'm the director of AGLCA, Janice Cromer. For those non-members out there listening to the show, the Great Loop is the continuous waterway that includes the eastern portion of North America, including the Atlantic and Gulf Intracoastal Waterways, the Great Lakes, the Canadian Heritage Canals, and the inland rivers of America's heartland. Our organization is based on sharing information with people who are dreaming about the Loop, who are in progress, or who have completed it. Our website is www.greatloop.org, and we'd love for you to become a member. There is a lot of free information there, so just get as much familiar with the Loop as you can. And again, we hope you join us, our organization. Our guest hosts this week are Bob and Vicki Riggs. They're the harbor hosts for the Mobile Bay Area. Bob and Vicki have opened their home in the past to invite loopers to join them for Thanksgiving, so today is an appropriate time to hear from them. Bob and Vicki, why don't you just get started? Tell us about cruising down Mobile Bay.
Okay, great. Vicki's here, and we're delighted to do that. Loopers will have left Demopolis and gone to the last lock at Coffeyville at mile 116 and will be twisting and turning around really undeveloped rivers, and they'll head into Mobile River. And when they come into Mobile River, I guess to back up a second, there are 12 rivers that empty into Mobile Bay. Mobile River will be your route into the city, and you'll begin to see that the foliage change. You'll see some palmettos and sago palms and pelicans, and suddenly you know you're in a very different environment from the river. The next thing about some of the characteristics about Mobile Bay, you're going to perhaps for the first time start encountering salt in the water because, again, the Mobile Bay empties into the Gulf of Mexico, and with the 12 rivers, you have a tremendous estuary system here. Mobile Bay is a large bay, north to south 31 miles, and at its greatest width, Mobile Bay is 24 miles across. Mobile Bay is very shallow. The average depth of the bay is about 10 feet, although the ship's channel has been dredged. But there are, throughout the bay, only about 10 feet. A couple of things, then, in terms of cruising across the bay. Long fetch of the wind, shallow water, so the bay can really kick up and get rough quickly. The other thing is you come in, come down the Mobile River, you'll actually go through the city of Mobile, and you're going to see a tremendous amount of commercial traffic, ships, barges, whatnot. In fact, Vicki and I were talking about this morning, I think that you won't see a concentration of commercial traffic like the city of Mobile until you get around to Norfolk, Virginia. So it really is a busy port.
I have no idea of that. That's a surprise to me. I always pictured it as a dreamy little southern town.
No, lots of shipbuilding. In fact, one of the things I want to sort of a sightseeing thing is you come through The Mobile River actually goes through the downtown where all this commercial traffic is located, and then you'll go out into the ship's channel into the bay. On the eastern shore, be sure to keep a sharp eye out. You can't miss it. You'll see some very large shipbuilding buildings that belong to Austral, A-U-S-T-R-A-L, which is an Australian shipbuilding company. And you'll see berth outside of one of these big sheds. If any of you are old enough to remember Buck Rogers on TV, it looks like a boat that Buck Rogers might have enjoyed. But it's one of the new class of ships that are being built here for the United States Navy called a littoral combat ship. And it's a trimaran, absolutely a unique type vessel. It has a published speed of 40 knots, and I'm sure will do much more than that. But this vessel is supposed to go into the shallow waters, up into the rivers and coastal areas. Think about chasing the Somali pirates over in the Middle East. So anyway, that will be an interesting thing to see, but a very, very busy port.
What is the size of that ship, Bob?
You're stunning me. I hate to quote you an exact length on the thing. I'm going to say it's about the size, the length of a Navy frigate. And it's been one of the remarkable things about the vessel. They only, even though it's a blue water vessel, it has a very small crew because of the technology on the vessel. So very few men and women can handle a vessel compared to a traditional frigate, let's say. But anyway, it's quite a sight when you see it over there. And, again, lots of busy traffic in the Mobile River area.
The last time we transited Norfolk, they had two different ones there. Apparently, the Navy's making two separate designs.
That's right. And there were two competing radically different designs for this littoral combat ship. And what they've done, I don't know about the other design, but the one that's being built here in Mobile, they've issued a contract to build five more of those, and that's what you'll see. The first one, I think, is named Independence. It is over in Norfolk where you saw it, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're getting a dissertation about Mobile, I guess. Mm-hmm. This shipbuilding, Austral Shipbuilding, is the largest private employer in the city of Mobile now, so it's a big, big operation. Okay. Anyway, you've come through the Mobile River and the heart of the city of Mobile and all of this industrial traffic that I'm describing, and you'll go follow the ship's channel out into Mobile Bay, and the looper is going to head either east or west. If you head over to the west, you're going to follow the channel to Dog River. And that's where you'll find Turner Marine, Dog River Marine, and Sunny Middleton, Mobile Yacht Club, the Grand Mariner. So it's quite a concentration of recreational marine services and marinas and whatnot over in Dog River. Directly across on the eastern shore of Mobile Bay, you'll find where we live in the city of Fairhope. And again, you'll follow the clearly marked channel into Fly Creek. And there you'll find the Eastern Shore Marina, Fly Creek Marina, and Fairhope Yacht Club. Again, a pretty sizable concentration of marine services and facilities for the looper and recreational boater. So those are the two destinations. You're going to turn right to the west or left to the east, Mobile or Fairhope, and that's where you're going to find refuge after coming down the long river run from Demopolis south. You will have come almost 250 statute miles before you finally get a sanctuary in Dog River or at Fly Creek in Fairhope.
That's a long trip. By the way, most of the marinas that Bob has mentioned are AGLCA sponsors. I think this might be a good time to break for a commercial, Steve. Actually, Dog River is our target today.
AGLCA Admiral sponsored Dog River Marina is located at the mouth of the Tenton Waterway in Mobile, Alabama, only 22 miles from the Gulf of Mexico. The marina encompasses 95 slips, 80 of which are sheltered. They offer a ship store, courtesy car, rental cars, 24-hour guard service, and shore power. The complex's full-service repair facility is staffed with highly trained personnel to handle everything from simple repairs to complex overhauls. For more information, visit www.dogriver.com.
Dog River is an annual sponsor, so we thank them very, very much. Let's pick up with places of refuge now. Finally, you've gone 250 miles, Bob. That's a long cruise.
From Demopolis. So let's let Vicki say a word about, you want to take a couple of lay days, certainly, in Dog River or over in Fly Creek in Fairhope, and might want to do a bit of sightseeing. So let Vicki comment on that if we can.
Sure, that'd
well,
be great.
Bob Vicki? Gave you the technical aspect of, coming into Mobile Bay. I'm going to give you some of the fun stuff.
Great.
If you do stay on the west coast of Mobile Bay, which is in Mobile, in Dog River, then you need to be sure and visit Bell and Grath Gardens. It's a beautiful old historical home, and this time of year they are all decked out with Christmas lights and are open every evening between now and Christmas. The USS Alabama, you will actually pass as you're coming through the town of Mobile. It will be on your left, and they also have tours that are very, very interesting. Kind of an interesting little historical note about the city of Mobile. It was actually founded by the French, and believe it or not, it is the home of the very first Mardi Gras. Many people think, of course, that New Orleans is home to Mardi Gras, but actually the birth of Mardi Gras was in Mobile, Alabama.
That's very interesting.
On the eastern side, we're sort of partial to Fairhope. It's where we live, and in fact, we discovered Fairhope one summer. We were living in Memphis and cruised down the Tom Bigbee and discovered Fairhope and ended up moving here 13 years ago. If you've never been here, it's a town of about 15,000 people. It's a very artsy little town. It's not unusual to see Fannie Flagg, Winston Groom, W.E.B. Griffin, Rick Bragg walking around town. Our little downtown area is full of art galleries, shops, restaurants, and antique stores. Fairhope has a full-time horticulturist. There are flowers everywhere. Even our trash receptacles are covered in flowers. So we're really, very, very proud of our little town here. And, in fact, last Thursday we had our tree lighting, and I know several loopers who attended the tree lighting, and each evening now between now and Mardi Gras, all the lights,
Christmas,
the Christmas lights, yeah, what did I say? Christmas lights will all be on between now and Mardi Gras. And then just south of Fairhope, actually a little bike ride, if you have your bikes aboard, is the Grand Hotel. And it is a beautiful old pre-Civil War facility, and beautiful grounds, flowers, golf course, just another little highlight to our area here. So like I said, we're very proud of our town, but whether you visit the western shore of Mobile or the eastern shore side of Fairhope, there's lots to see and do, and take a couple of lay days, as Bob said.
Tell me about provisioning, Bob and Vicki. West Coast, East Coast, are there stores and facilities on either one?
Yes, somewhat. I believe that Sunny Middleton has a courtesy car, and there is a Walmart over there, not too far, but not much more than that.
Uh-huh.
On the Eastern Shore, Ed Wall at Eastern Shore Marina also has a courtesy car. And here in Fairhope, yes, we also have the Walmart, although the town didn't allow it to build right in the city proper. It's on the skirts of town. But we do have a brand-new Publix grocery store. We've also got a Winn-Dixie. There's Home Depot and those kinds of things, Lowe's, if you need, hardware kinds of items.
Dennis, I tag on to Vicki here also. Over at Sonny Middleton's and Dog River, can fix, install, do anything imaginable to a boat. Turn a marine if you're a sailor, or certainly go in there and have your mast stepped if you've had it shipped down from the Great Lakes or Chicago or whatnot. Over at Eastern Shore Marina also has a very nice maintenance yard. I'm going to take you down verbally down to the Alabama Canal at Orange Beach and Gulf Shore. And in that concentration down there, once again, you can have buy any toy you want for your boat, have anything fixed for your boat imaginable. And again, Steve, there's down at Orange Beach and Gulf Shore, the concentration of recreational marine services down there, you're not going to encounter anything like this until you get down Miami, Fort Lauderdale area. It's just incredible, the services and facilities that are available there. So again, if you're, you know, want your canvas done, want new electronics, whatever you need, it's all available in this Mobile Bay Basin.
It sounds like quite a different atmosphere from coming down the river, so you're finally in civilization again, it sounds like.
Right, it is. So if you want me to, let's say we're now in the loopers are now in over in Dog River or in Fairhope and Fly Creek, and it's about going to take you about 20 miles to go across the remainder of the bay down to the southern end of the bay where you will intersect and pick up the intercoastal waterway. And you'll find over in Dog River or at Eastern Shore Marina, the owners will give you a chart. It's not necessary to go out and follow the ship's channel down, but you can shortcut across the bay. Don't be frightened if you see 8 to 10 feet of water again, because that's typical. But plenty of water to navigate across and pick up the intercoastal waterway. And then you'll go across Oyster Bay and Bon Secours Bay, and then you'll enter a man-made canal, the Alabama Canal. And along there, it's really a rich area of Great Loop sponsors and a rich area of marine services. The entire Alabama Canal is about 8 statute miles across, and as you enter the canal, a couple of miles along the canal, at the first bridge that you encounter, high-rise bridge, 65 feet, over on your left will be Lulu's Homeport Marina. Beautiful marina, floating docks, every service you can imagine there. And, of course, Lulu is Jimmy Buffett's sister and a real famous spot. A lot of loopers like to stop there and have lunch anyway, and they've got the facility where you can easily tie up a good-sized yacht and go in and have lunch, or if you want to spend the night there, that's a great place. A couple of miles further on in the canal is a loop sponsor at the Wharf Marina, and that will be your second bridge that you'll encounter. Big marina, 200 slips, all sorts of services. Janet, they built beautiful new restrooms and showers there just to welcome loopers, and just opened those earlier this summer. But the Wharf has 6 or 8 very nice restaurants, a Ferris wheel, movie theaters, all sorts of shops and boutiques, so a nice place to stop. You'll also right there pass this major new facility, Saunders Yacht Works, that is designed to service yachts 60 feet and greater. Big, big boats come in there. But you'll motor past that facility. It's really excellent. But the Saunders Yacht Services also maintains another boat yard over at Orange Beach Marina nearby, and again, I know Orange Beach is a loop sponsor. So
Saunders Yacht Works is also.
Oh, is it? Okay, well, great. So anyway, Saunders now has 2 facilities, and like Sonny Middleton back in Dog River, Saunders Yacht Works, and in fact, Sonny Middleton has a big operation down at Orange Beach Gulf Shores also. You can literally get anything done to your yacht that you might dream of or need in this vicinity. Now, as you head on out and exit the Alabama Canal, you're going to the first big bay that you'll cross will be Wolf Bay, and up on the northern shore of Wolf Bay, you'll see the beautiful, fantastic new Barber's Marina. And, boy, what a facility this is. Again, floating docks and just an extraordinary place. Big service yard. They've got three enormous travel lifts to lift your boat out of the water, or if you happen to have a 150-foot yacht, they can lift your boat out of the water. So now then, we're going on, and I'm sure the next speaker will want to pick up.
Barber's is also a sponsor.
Oh, that's right. Barber's, of course, as you mentioned, Barber's is an Admiral sponsor. So anyway, we're out of the Alabama Canal, and I'm sure your next speaker will take our listeners on across the panhandle of Florida. But that sort of ends the Mobile Bay terrain once we exit the Alabama Canal.
Well, it's been very, very interesting. Thank you very much. You make me want to come and see Mobile and Fairhope, definitely, with all the flowers. When Steve and I first moved down to South Carolina, we were in a town called Somerville, and I felt like it was a garden. It was just absolutely beautiful with all the flowers, mm-hmm. So I know the feeling.
Yeah, I would just say, again, loopers, the river, many of your loopers have come down from the Great Lakes, and they've really been on a river system all this time.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be happy to be in Mobile and take some time off, but you suddenly are in a dramatically different geographical climate environment. So I would encourage all the folks as they make their plans to figure to take some time, some lay days here, and really enjoy both beautiful cities and of course down at the base of the bay, the Orange Beach Gulf Shores. Beautiful cities here.
Well, thank you, Steve. Do you have anything you'd like to ask or ask?
No, ma'am.
Okay, well then I think we'll close. Thank you again, Bob and Vicki, very, very much. And
great.
Registration is open for the spring rendezvous, and we have invited both our current Gold Loopers and former members, Gold Loopers, to come to our winter reunion. So if you're interested, just send me an email, jcromer, K-R-O-M-E-R, @greatloop.org, and we'll be in touch. That's it for this week. Thank you, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye.
Okay, that's good. Thank you.
Madam Librarian.